guys, and welcome back to Speak About It with Danny Talk Show Podcast. I'm your host, Danny, and I have a special guest with me today.
Juan. Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to see you, and I'm so glad to have you here. It's been a while. Juan, you know what? Let me just give you guys the introduction. Juan is an amazing actor and model. You guys may know his face from series on Apple TV, Roku, and even CBS. Mm-hmm. You were just so motivating.
I feel so overwhelmed. Like, been doing, especially after the pandemic, I started to work so much, and I feel grateful, but I'm trying to find a balance. And I remember having conversations with you, like, telling me how important that is to, like, have that balance of, like, you know, personal life, but also, like, you know, working. And so I'm trying to find that right now, but yeah.
What are some of the things that you do to, like, decompress?
Mindfulness is something that I've gotten into a lot recently. I just think it's so important for your mental health, just emotional health, spiritual health. It's just something I do in the morning and at nighttime. I have a good friend who introduced me to Tai Chi. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's like a Chinese modality. It's I don't want to say like yoga, but it's kind of like a workout, but just kind of relaxes you and makes you like more in the present moment. So yeah, just a lot of inner work.
It sort of helps realign you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I feel like the more...
That sounds like therapy a little bit.
Yeah, and I feel like before, maybe like when you first met me, I was kind of just, my head was all over the place, but now I'm kind of more centered and calm. And I feel like that's even helped me be more in alignment with the things that I'm doing and in entertainment, so.
So that's so good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. So how are you feeling like today? I like to check in with my guests.
I'm excited to see you. I feel like these past few days I've just been doing so many things, and but it's always good to like catch up with like a good friend and like
likewise.
Feel like me and you just like know each other. So it's
know. I feel like I've been knowing you for forever, mm-hmm. and we actually met here when I moved here to Los Angeles, and it has been a couple years. How LA is. You think you know, from outsiders looking in, they think it is just this place where we have just a lot of fun and it's so laid back, mm-hmm. but it requires a lot of hard work. So we're always working, and it, you know, then time, you know, it's 1 year, then it's like 2 years. It has been a while. So,
but it feels cool though, like to go and like hang out with a friend or talk to them catch up. But it's like, we're not like industry friends. We're actually friends. Like we've talked and like hung out many times, like, so that it always feels good to like
it always feels good, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad to have you here.
Oh, you're so cute.
And I know this is going to be such an amazing conversation.
Yeah
We truly have such a great bond, and mm-hmm. I agree, it doesn't matter the little bit of time that goes by, we're like friends where when we catch up, we catch up right where we left off,
right?
So let's get into it.
All right.
What inspired you to pursue a career in acting and in modeling?
So everything was just very organic. Like, I was in a space in my life where I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll be like an ultrasound technician or I'll be a nurse. And I was I actually went to the schools to go, just all my friends were doing that. Mm-hmm. And the transition was not easy for me from high school to just, I guess, life. You know, everyone was going to college and doing the, but for me, I was like, no, there's something more. So I just decided, I was like, okay, what do I really want to do? I want to study film. So I just took one class and just to kind of start and be like, okay, do I really like this? And just from there, so many doors opened up to me. And I started off as an assistant. I don't know if you remember it, that mm-hmm. I told you that, but yeah. I've worked with a lot of like industry professionals and people that I've only dreamed of working with, like, you know, people that I look up to. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where it started. And then slowly I met somebody who worked for Hispanic shows, and she kind of got me into that. Mm-hmm. And so that's how acting started. And then modeling was just kind of like a natural progression as well. But I'm mostly an actor for sure. Yeah.
You're mostly an actor, but you have this amazing aesthetic and model like physique.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, so you do great at both. Let's get into Juan. What was your upbringing? What was your upbringing like?
It was like, I think It was a lot of things. It was sometimes really amazing. Other times it was, you know, kind of just dealing with some emotional issues, I guess you can say. And I think that I came out when I was 15, and that's when my life really changed. I felt like...
So a lot of it was you figuring out who you were.
Yeah, I think just like, you know, people were telling me who I was even before I really knew completely that I was gay, gay.
Before you were born.
Yeah, yeah. No, just like people like, you know, being mean to you in school and calling you like homophobic slurs. And then you're like, wait a minute, why are these people calling me this? And then not till I got to junior high did I start really be like feeling attraction towards, you know, men. Mm-hmm. And then I came out when I was a freshman, and I wrote a status on Facebook. It said, after many years of pain and many years of hiding, I'm finally ready to say that I'm gay and I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. And then my life just changed after that. It became...
Was it an easy transition? Or how would you describe that?
I would say it really was. It was like my life just opened up to me. I felt like the universe was kind of like, you know...
You're finally walking in your truth.
Yeah, I feel like you can never really live a happy, successful... not just for me, but like anybody. You can't live... a happy life if you're not honest with yourself and authentic. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that was the beginning of me finding happiness, I think. And then I remember the girls like were so obsessed with me. In fact, then they're like, oh, I want to be your best friend. Can we go hang out after? Yeah. And I became so popular and like, you know, and so definitely a really cool experience. And there were things that, you know, I went through, but to me that was a very pivotal point in my life.
For young people who are experiencing that mm-hmm. same thing right now mm-hmm. and are going through the transition of maybe coming out and are going through the stages of being bullied in mm-hmm. school, because we hear so much about this, what is something that you would tell them that helped you cope with that? Because some people don't cope. Some mm-hmm. people tap out and say, you know what, I just want to end it all. I'm not worthy, or people are saying these cruel things to me, and, you know, it's messing with my mental, like...
Your psyche, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that I'm very fortunate in the way that I've had a very strong, tough mother who, couldn't be happier with who I am and encouraged me to always be myself and... not, you know, and so I was very fortunate. You know, I know not everybody has that. And I guess, you know, wisdom that I would pass over to people that are gay or bisexual or in the community is, to find people that are like you, you know, and have conversations, real conversations. And you don't have to come out to everybody if you don't want to. Sexuality is very personal sometimes, and you have to do it when it feels right to you. Finding people that are like you and being friends with them and having real conversations, and I would say, and not being afraid of what people are going to think, because people are going to think whatever they want to think mm-hmm. anyway. Yeah.
Thank you for that. I'm sure viewers that are listening at home that may be experiencing certain things like that, they'll mm-hmm. appreciate that, and I'm sure that can help them.
And it's still a struggle. Like, I don't want to say a struggle, but I still have my days where I like am reading something and someone's saying like, oh,
it's triggering,
God doesn't like gay people, or if you're gay you're going to hell. And so it's like, it's very triggering, because when I was dealing with a few things, I would turn to pastors, Christian churches, and they would say, not all of them, but most of them would say, you know, if you're gay, your life won't be easy. So I would go to these Christian churches and, you know, just talk about, you know, things that I was going through, and got a different type of response than I wanted. You know, they would tell me that being gay is a sin and, you know, you're going to go to hell. And so I'm still sensitive to that. So I don't really go to church anymore. I found my own type of, you know, spirituality. And, it's not always easy. We're lucky we live in LA, so you know, it's more accepted here. But I am definitely grateful that I have a strong mom who always encouraged me to live a life of authenticity.
Can you share with us a memorable moment you experience from past or present projects since you've worked on so many things?
I would say the projects that have touched me the most are the ones that I identify with. I think that, you know, with acting, a lot of people just see the show business side of things. But when you can peel back the layers of a character and get to the essence of who they are and be able to deliver that on camera and let it be so authentic, it is just like magic. So I think that when I've been able to relate to a character, even if it's a little details, those are the projects that stand out to me the most and things that I really identify with. And I would say that for sure. Like the same for you. Like, you know, when you are doing something and you relate to it, it's like you can.
It just makes all the difference.
Yeah.
It just makes it even more grand and such a more gratifying feeling, because you're like, wait, this, I feel on purpose. I feel like, you know, this is a part of me. So yeah, I definitely resonate what it is that you're saying.
A cool project that I just did is a producer reached out to me. It's a show on Amazon called, I hope I don't botch the name. I think it's called 60 Day Hustle, I believe. And basically they're like, oh, you know, we've seen some of your stuff and we would love to have you as a judge on the show. And so they brought me on for one episode.
What a huge opportunity.
Yeah. And so and so it's basically entrepreneurs, up and coming entrepreneurs, and, you know, just investing in their products. And, you know, a lot of the judges have large social media followings. And so, so yeah, that was great because it's cool to see people's, you know, dreams come true. And, you know, it's hard to really stand out when you have a product because of social media, because everybody has some type of brand or product now. So it's difficult to stand out now. So that platform, the show I did, really is like Shark Tank. So it like really, you know, is beneficial to the brand for sure.
That's great.
Yes.
So you have been doing it for how many years? How long have you been in this
business? I grew up in Santa Clarita, and then I moved to Sherman Oaks about 8-9 years ago, I think. And
so you started your career
around there, around there, about 8 years ago, right when I moved.
And what is the thing that's been keeping you in it? Because you know, and I know that there is so much that we're up against.
Yeah.
So many challenges, you know, in this industry. What has been the driving force?
I would say I'm like, I don't really think I'm good at anything else. Honestly, like, I love entertainment. You know, it's like, no, I shouldn't say that. I am good at other things, but I have such a passion for acting, for filmmaking, for just entertainment in general. But I think the difference between the one maybe that you met like a few years ago and the one now is probably there's a lot more balance, as sometimes I won't take certain things if it doesn't
feel no to things.
Doesn't feel in alignment
Me
with
too.
Yeah. And so yeah, I stay in it because I love it. And I always tell, when people ask me for like advice, aspiring actors or aspiring filmmakers, whatever it is, I just tell them you have to make sure you really love it, because if you're just doing it for popularity, you won't last. You have to do it because you love it, and popularity or fame, whatever, that will come with it.
If
you really have passion for it.
But you gotta really love it, because, you know, we see some people popcorn in and popcorn out.
Exactly. And then everybody is an actor in LA, so it's
when you come here, I think that is so true. The very first thing that you know you get are you an actress? Are you a this? Or, you know, or when you speak to people, they will say, yes, I'm an actor. Like, you know, that is.
Or I'm a model.
But you know what? That works for a lot of people's benefit, because when you're in Hollywood, you never know who you'll come across, right? There's a lot of scouts or directors or, you know, casting agents, you know, what have you.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it was something that happened acting was very organic. You know, I started working with people in the industry. I worked a little bit with, like, you know, Paris Hilton and all these people. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, these are people that are, you know, icons that I look up to and actors and industry. So I started off with that. Mm-hmm. And then I always tell people, if you really want to be successful in entertainment, become an assistant. You're doing so, it's such a hard job, but it's so gratifying because you learn everything about the business and how hard they work. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, okay, so
you
that's
pick up
just
on their work ethic.
The work ethic, like, yes. Mm-hmm, so like, now I'm like a boss because I have worked with so many bosses. Of those bosses, yeah.
So working with some of those big names that you mentioned, was there any like advice that they gave you? Because I'm sure just sitting around them and picking up on, again, their work ethic, that's $1 million worth of game in itself.
Right.
You're learning so much just watching, you know, being a shadow and seeing what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
But is there any specific, like, maybe advice that they have given you that's helped you on your
journey?
Well,
some of them were, short-lived, or some of them were longer than others. So, you know, I mentioned Paris. That was more for, I was helping in production for mm-hmm. this fragrance launch that she had. But I did meet her, the sweetest girl that you could possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. And I had her cologne when I was younger. So I was very starstruck by her. Mm-hmm. And, but other people that I've worked for long terms where I was an assistant for them, I think the greatest advice that they ever told me is to just find what works for you. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be good at everything, but be the best at what works for you.
You currently are a fashion show manager. Mm-hmm. These shows happen twice a month. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that.
It was very like everything. Everything I've ever done has been very organic, and the transition has been just very natural. You know, I started off as being assistant, then filmmaker, then actor, and then modeling, and then now, what you said, fashion show manager. So it's run by my boss, Layla. They're her shows, and I'm just, you know, helping out in the back and the production side of things. And, you know, as you know, because you're a model, backstage is crazy. Everyone's getting their makeup done. So I'm the person like, okay, you go to this designer, and get your makeup done. Mm-hmm. When the show starts, okay, it's your time to walk. Wait a second. Wait till that model gets to the point.
Oh,
now
yeah,
it's your turn.
It's an etiquette because
it is insane, but it is so much fun.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And a huge, like, mm-hmm. what is it? Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a huge adrenaline rush. Yeah.
And I think she really loves me because I'm not like a diva. So I'm not like in the back, like, yelling at the models or like,
oh yeah, because like, y'all, that happens,
no one wants to work with someone like that. So I always mm-hmm. like, you know, am calm.
Oh, so you're the breath of fresh air.
Oh yeah, you know this about me.
All the time.
Yeah, I'm not a diva. I don't want to even ever be associated
labeled
with that word because that's not me. And I think that's what's helped with the people, you know, help me continue the relationships that I have, is because people know that I'm loyal. You know, I want the best for, you know, everybody.
How important is it in the business to have a positive personality? Because, you know, there's a lot of people in this business that aren't the nicest.
I call them vampires.
Yes.
Yes, vampires. And that are not. You know what I've noticed is I think the people that are truly successful and truly have sustainable brands are the people that actually don't have ego. It's only
it's very ego.
I'm not trying to name drop, but I remember meeting Beyonce at the Image Awards, and the sweetest girl in the world, like mm-hmm. not humble and kind. So I think the people that are usually egotistical, and not all the times, but it's because they're not happy with the way their careers have turned out and
Or just maybe not happy with themselves.
With themselves, or got into it for the wrong reason.
What you're doing as far as fashion show managing, mm-hmm. that is so huge for the city of LA. Mm-hmm. You know, really making a big name for this city. Because, you know, we know of our big fashion capitals like the New York and mm-hmm. The Parises and Milans and mm-hmm. all of the things. But, you know, really putting on shows twice a month is mm-hmm. so huge.
Well,
talk about the brand and mm-hmm. what is the vision for that?
Well, it's all Layla. Like, I'm just the helping her right hand production side of things.
You're her right hand, but can you tell a little bit about?
She works so hard, and I mm-hmm. think, you know, the locations are, we just did one in Malibu, and mm-hmm. We have had up to 1,000 people show up at the shows. So it's amazing. And I think giving opportunity to so many creative individuals and having it in spaces that are luxurious and beautiful, and but also
showing off the designs.
We work with a lot of celebrity designers, and it's a new experience for me because I was always in acting. So to come into the fashion side of things and kind of see a glimpse of that world, it's completely different. And
are you loving it?
I love it because I love working with people. Everyone is so sweet. There's no my boss is Layla, is such a sweetheart and so humble and kind and one of my best friends. And so when you work like with people like that, and it's always a good experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's really an art to modeling, though. I've noticed that because I've done it a few times for our shows. It's hard to do production and then try and walk at it. Like I try to just do the production side of things.
You're but like one thing at a time.
Yeah. Huh? And then my friends are like, Juan, you kind of have like a bounce to your walk when you're walking. Like, it's not cute. And I'm like, there really is an art to modeling. Like it just is. Like acting.
But,
it's like.
But with everything, practice makes perfect. Yeah. Like people don't even understand with models. There's coaches for that coach people on their walks and their model poses.
Right.
With anything that you get into, just like school, people don't know that requires some work.
It does. And I think a lot of people don't know. Even with modeling, they're like, they just are like, oh, I can just take some pictures and then, but no, there's, modeling is a lot. You go to an agency, you show them your headshots. You have to be good at walking. You have to know your angles. I mean, it's like a lot, and I think being in this position, I've observed that and seen that. And, but no, it's a cool experience for sure. And you have to come to one of them.
I'm coming. You tell me the time and the place, okay, and I'll make sure I'm there the next time.
Yeah.
Juan, you are a gay man in this industry. How has it been for you? Has that been challenging?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Because, even my acting coach now told me, 10 years ago, I couldn't even find parts for gay men. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, if you look at Netflix, there's that. Gay people, there's transgenders, there's everything.
Yeah, so it's evolving. Yeah. It's definitely a different time.
Yeah. And now there's platforms that have just films about, LGBTQ films. It's like just, mm-hmm. So it's sometimes it's challenging in the way of like, oh, I don't want to be just, I want to play other things, I want to mm-hmm. be able to play all types of roles, not just
so not being like typecast.
Hindered or, my acting coach is like, it's not bad necessarily to be typecast, because that's what you're good at. And, mm-hmm. I just booked something and I play kind of like a sassy gay diva coworker. And so that was a lot of fun and I'm excited for that. It'll be coming out soon. And, but not really. I think I've had so much encouragement and love from people in my life that it's not been, a hurdle for me, to be honest.
That's great.
And it may be a hurdle.
I just think of like the new generation or people just, there's young people behind us, right? That are so fearful. Yeah. We've been there.
Yeah.
In my younger days, I was like, I am not 6 foot and I am not 5'10", and you just look at some of those models and different people in the industry that you want to be in, and you're just so fearful. You're like, how can I do it? I don't fit the bill, or I don't fit what society says that we should be. So I was curious to know that. So I'm glad that it hasn't been that for you. And because you're paving the way for that next group or next generation.
Yeah.
So you just shared with a younger boy or younger mm-hmm. girl out there that, sexuality may not be the same as a student next to them or their peer.
Right.
But the sky is the limit.
Yeah. I think individuality is, I know it sounds cheesy, but I think it's really what will make you stand out, especially in an industry like this.
Aside from the entertainment business, you have a passion for empowering mm-hmm. the LGBTQ community. What does that mission mean to you?
I think, kind of like I was saying earlier, like with social media and with so much hate in the world going on, it's really easy to just not feel comfortable in your own skin and not feel comfortable with your sexuality or whatever it is. And I think being a young boy, even in school, and coming out so early, I've always been like, you know, very true to who I am, and whatever people said, I didn't really pay attention to that. But I think my passion, and even maybe I love acting, but maybe there's even something deeper than that. Maybe it's because I really am so focused on empowering boys and girls that are gay, and, you know, letting them know, okay, if he can do all the things he's doing, then, you know, so can I.
Yeah.
Because that's what really life is about. It's about learning from people and and
being someone they can turn to and look to,
right? Yeah,
and learn from.
It's because right now you just turn on your phone and there's so much hate on the world. So to be, you know, I try to always, you know, instill strength and
be the light.
Yeah,
that's great. Mm-hmm. This was such a great conversation.
Oh, you're so cute. I'm so happy.
And I'm so happy that to share this space with you, and that you're so vulnerable, and you know, that you empower in the way that you do, like in the midst of all the things that you have going on,
right.
You know, you show up for yourself, but you also show up for others. And
yeah.
I think that's how you stay blessed and how you continue to win in life, is always looking backwards, you know, always being a shoulder to lean on for others is so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that, like, I was talking to my friend who's known me for years, she's like, you're still the same. Like, I don't know. I just thought you would be different, like, with things that you're doing now. And I thought you'd be snooty and, like, mean, because I hadn't seen her in a while. And she's like, you're really the same person as you always have been. And I've just been like, well, of course. I mean, I don't.
Like, I'm sure you evolved and leveled up in different ways.
Yeah.
But you're still staying true to.
I think that's so important. I think it's so important. Like, when I'm not with. When I'm not doing things in entertainment, I just want to be with people that have known me for years, that really know who I am, because I don't have that kind of diva mentality. Oh, like, I'm, you know, better than everybody else, because obviously, you know, this career, this entertainment is very fickle. It can be, go away,
yes.
Like that. And so I think it's always important to stay true to who you are. And that's when people will want to continue to work with you.
Yeah.
You know, no one wants to work with a diva.
Agreed.
Yes.
No one wants to work with a diva.
Yes.
Words from Juan. Well, thank
yes.
you so much. This was amazing. Before we go, please drop your social media for anyone who is looking to follow your journey and stay tuned into all that you have going on. Please drop your social media for
us. At @JuanLaPrince_ on Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you so
much.
Oh,
you're
much.
So cute. I love you.
Oh, my God. I love you so
much. So happy to see you.
Likewise. I'm so glad that you were here and that you joined us today. Thank you guys so much. And if you like this conversation, you know what to do. Like, comment, and share. Signing off is your host, Danny, with Speak About It with Danny Talk Show Podcast. See you guys the next time.